Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to Pigskin Nation. So hold your applause, hold your applause, you sons of bitches. But welcome to the show. It's great of you to join us. I am Chucky Pigskin, and with me, as always, by my side right here in Denver, Colorado, which I am not in, but nevertheless, I digress. Welcome. The United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood, Tony P.
Hollywood. That was great. You forgot the Mr. Hollywood. You forgot the President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood. So I am the United World Champion, President of the United States, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. And if you want to get official, it's the United World Champion, President of the United States, the Dragon, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Esquire, the Mastermind.
Oh, hell.
DDS.
Yes, PhD. There you go. Perfect. Hey, so listen, Mr. Hollywood, I got a quick question here. Am I in your cabinet somehow or another? Because, you know, I mean, we've done 502 shows together, bro. This is 502 shows. Maybe 503. I don't know. We hit 500.
That's got to be a record.
Am I in the cabinet somehow, Hollywood?
I don't know, but you should come out of the closet if you are. So come on
out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, also joining us tonight is Hollywood Tony P, Esquire DDS, Mr. United World Champion, and I'm talking about Tony's father, Lou from Brooklyn. That's right, Lou from Brooklyn. Lou from Brooklyn Matters. What's going on,
all
baby?
Right. Nothing much. Watching, you know, keeping up with the football. I'll tell you right now, I like that game that kid on the Jets played. They got beat at the end of the game. A referee looked like he had a bet on the other team.
It's every game, the Bronco game, they won just enough to not make the 3.5. Do you notice that the refs are specifically gearing it? It's for Vegas. It's for oddsmakers. It's very noticeable. It's getting very noticeable. That's what
blatant penalty, and they don't call it. Unbelievable.
And it's only a conspiracy theory. And it's only a conspiracy until it's proven true,
Mr.
Hollywood. And I'll tell you why, because I've seen a lot of that shenanigans myself. And it's funny how when we started this show a few weeks ago, you brought that up, and I'm in total agreement, because we had never talked about this before.
Nice.
But funny how I've also seen this shit for a few years now. This didn't just recently start. This has been going on for a few years now, and I've never talked about it
with
anybody.
People say that you're crazy. People are like, no, they're not fixing games and making sure teams win.
What are you kidding me? Anybody can get on a phone.
Tom Brady is the greatest. Tom Brady is the greatest. I guarantee you there's a couple games that he has that the rest fucking one of their calls, like, made the momentum.
Some of these sports allow them to bet, but not on their own sport. I wouldn't allow them to bet nothing while their season is on, you know?
Yeah, there's way too much money involved here, man.
Yeah.
The players get paid too much money.
We have a friendly wager going on, and the points stand as Chucky is at 27, I'm at 28, and Lou, my father, is at 26. And I got my new box of Black Pearl... Morados, and it's a nice cigar, so I'm going to bust that open here soon and let you know. La Puella Habana, Black Pearl.
Black Pearl.
And I got a nice box. Black Pearl.
Black Pearl, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. I like a good cigar, man. And let me tell you something. La Perla Habana, that's some good stuff, man. That's some good stuff. You got some good cigars there, man. Congratulations.
Well, I'm going to smell it now. Let me smell it. I'm going to smell it. All right, so let's go over, since we got the points and we know where we're at.
Over, like, yeah, week four. And we go over what we picked and who won and who lost. You ready?
Yeah, you know that's a good cigar if it smells like elephant. Oh, it's so good.
Alligator.
Smells like what?
They got a brand that.
Elephant.
They do have a brand that elephant. It's called alligator breath.
Ah, this smells like monkey ass. The zoo. It smells like the Bronx Zoo. Or, down the alley. Ah, so good. It's a high-quality Morado or whatever. All right,
yeah, ready?
Smells like elephant.
Now we're going to go to the first game, which is Thursday game, Lions-Packers. I had the Lions. Chuck had the Lions. Hollywood had Packers.
By
so,
the way,
yes,
my
and,
scary
and Chuck
ass.
Changed his.
That's right. My
yeah.
scary ass called Lou on
yeah,
my drive home
me.
That day. That Thursday afternoon, and I said,
right.
Lou,
he told me to change.
I gotta change my call, man. And Lou erased it, and that was that.
That's it. You got to win with that. Well, it was illegal because no game was played yet, and it was so many hours before. I think it should
yeah.
be. Yeah.
Oh, it was legal. We're doing rules now. That's cool.
It's not
it legal.
Rules. Well,
no.
I had
there
a nail.
Are no rules.
Where'd my nail go?
I vote and
I don't want to bite the end off this elephant dick. No! Not that I know what an elephant dick smells like, but, you know.
I don't know, man. You said it.
Okay, let's go to the Sunday game.
The Lion dick, though. The Lions beat the Packers 34-20.
Yeah.
And I just knew they were going to win, man.
I knew
and,
it, right. The quarterback.
And they did. And so I was glad I made that change.
That team, like, convinced me that game that they're better than I thought. I thought they were good, but not as good as I that game. That was good. Anyway, we're going to the Sunday game, the Chiefs against the Jets. I had the Chiefs. Chuck had the Chiefs. Hollywood had the Chiefs. So we all have a win.
Oh, the Jets lost, did they?
Yes. And they lost by, what, 2 or 3 points?
By
the
3 points,
stole
man.
It at the end of the game. The guy was just...
I was going for that. For
he
the
waited
Jets,
to
the
throw
time.
That flag. He would have never threw that flag
the
in.
The guy ran
he
into him.
Never, if that was an incomplete, he would have...
Oh, man, they should have won that. It was that play that screwed everything up. And then the hold on
it's
an offensive lineman, the guy was holding him, and they didn't even call it.
He wasn't even just, it wasn't a hold. It was like he was, like, dancing with him. He had his arms so tight, close together.
That. And even the coach on the Jets got a penalty thrown against him.
Hey, Chuck, take the microphone and scoot it a little bit away from your mouth.
Thank you.
I can hear you breathing.
All right.
Is that better?
So we all had the win with the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, so it's 29-29-28.
All right, now we go to the Jaguar game, which was in England, and Chuck had Jaguars, Hollywood, and me had the Falcons. Who wins that? I think the Jaguars won, right?
Falcons won.
I'm going to tell you. Let's
see. Falcons
no,
won.
The Falcons
that means
lost.
I have a win. And you have a win.
Why can't
right?
I play
what's
that
the,
damn game?
Chuck had the Jaguars. I had the Falcons, and so did Hollywood.
And the Jaguars
who won.
The Jaguars.
the Jaguars.
Oh, okay, the Falcons.
They won
out of the loss.
23-7.
Yeah. What's his name played a good
game? I told you, the Falcons are going to win the Super Bowl. Yes.
Yeah, but the Falcons lost. Here we go now. The Bills against the Dolphins, right? You had the Bills. Chuck had the Bills, right? And I had the Dolphins. So I lose and you two guys win.
Yes, we do. 31-30-28.
Yeah, I
get the point. I called the Bills.
Here we go. This is the game.
31. You are 31. I am 30. Lou is 28.
Broncos against the Bears.
Fuck this. I should have won.
Chuck picked the Broncos. Hollywood picked the Bears.
Yeah, I did pick the Bears.
So
shit.
I get a win. Chuck gets a win. And you get a loss on that.
But the Broncos won just enough. Remember, it was 3.5, right?
I thought that
they
were
going
to lose for sure. And they came back.
I did too, honestly, but it was 3.5 points. And they so even though they won, Vegas still made out good like a bandit.
That's why the odds for the Jet game, that's why the odds for the Jet game went from 3.5 to 1.5. Broncos
because they knew some shenanigans was coming up.
I think the Jets are going to win that game. You know that?
Hey, I'm just wondering.
I'll tell my prediction. I'll let you know my prediction
let's
later.
All right. I'm jumping.
Hey, wait.
Gun.
But in this Broncos-Bears game, I'm just wondering, what was the humidity in Chicago?
It was warm New York, and it was like, it wasn't like unbearable. But it was over 75.
And it's not
going
to be like Miami, and the weather's changing. So the Dolphins aren't going to be as good anymore because they don't. The home field advantage is what got them that game with the Broncos. Because listen to me. In Colorado this year, it has not been very hot nor humid. The hottest day we've had is like 90 degrees, and it hasn't been humid. It hasn't been sweltering. So that's what did the Broncos in. They were not ready for 110% humidity and a 95-degree day and the sun blaring on them. That's why that historic game happened. I don't know why this day came back. I thought I had this point for sure. I was like, the Broncos are going to lose, but Ray.
Here we go. The next game is the Browns. The Browns against the Ravens. And we all took the Browns. And I think that we all could have a loss. I have a feeling.
Yeah, we all got it wrong, man. The Ravens beat the shit out of the Browns.
Yeah,
28-3.
Right, and
why did I pick them? I don't know. I want the Ravens. The Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl.
Of course,
it's one of them bird teams.
Their quarterback, the Browns, he's getting better and better because he's out of football for 2 years. And you figure by the fourth game of the season, plus the other games preseason, he would have. That's what I picked the Browns, but we lost. What are you going to do, right? And
he carries his own towels. He's always ready for a massage.
Yeah. Okay, now the Bengals.
It's 32-29. Continue.
Okay. Bengals against Titans. I had the Bengals. Chuck had the Bengals. Hollywood had Titans.
And the Titans beat the crap out of the freaking Bengals, man. What the fuck is going on with this Joe Burrow? Was he a fluke?
Right.
So who gets the point? Who gets the point?
You get the point. We get the loss.
The guys.
No.
Now with the Colts.
27
Chuck,
to 3.
Chuck, wait a minute. Isn't that Texas? Why would you go against your state, Chuck?
No,
the Titans are
from Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee, that's right. I'm sorry. They were the Houston Oilers a long time ago. I apologize.
Yeah.
All right. Indianapolis Colts against the Rams. We all picked the Colts. Wait a minute. Colts against the Rams. Chuck picked the Rams. Me and my son picked the Colts.
And the Rams came out on top 29-23 in a squeaker.
Wow.
It was an overtime, no less.
Chuck gets the point. We get the...
Nothing.
Nothing, right. So what's the score now?
33 for Chuck, 31 for me, and 29 for you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
New Orleans Saints against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I picked the Saints. Hollywood picked the Saints. Chuck picked the Buccaneers. I think Chuck won again. You know that?
I got to stop going with my father's instinct.
No.
So on this game with the Buccaneers against the Saints, the Buccaneers beat the crap out of the Saints,
right.
26-9.
What's his name? The quarterback, right? He playing
Baker
good
Mayfield.
Yeah, and he's
so who got the point? Who got the point, me?
But, you know,
Chuck the Pigskin.
The Saints are on a bad team. That means the Buccaneers are pretty good. Anyway,
Chucky's
okay.
Running away with it. Chucky's
well,
running away this week.
Not,
and Lou is on the schneid.
Only the fourth week we're going over. Eagles against the Commanders. I hate that name. We
you
all
call them the Redskins.
Eagles.
I do.
Yeah. We all
I mean,
pick
I still
Eagles.
Call them. They'll always be the Redskins to me. Fuck that Commanders
we
shit.
We
and
all
the
get
Eagles,
a point. We
the Eagles won
point.
That game. They squeaked by, though.
Yep.
They squeaked by in overtime
end,
and a field goal, 34-31, because
right.
that quarterback, Washington's got themselves a quarterback.
It does.
It
yep.
looks like. It looks like.
Well, the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl because, you know, they're a winged team. They're a team with wings.
They have a beak.
The Minnesota Vikings
yeah.
against the Carolina Panthers. We all picked the
Vikings. The Vikings.
Who won that, the Vikings or the Panthers?
Oh, I don't know. I've got to get back to my station. Let me check it out. The Vikings and the Packers. Oh, yeah, you guys don't know?
Panthers.
The Packers won. Let me check. Let me double check.
No, the Panthers. The Panthers, not the
Panthers.
Packers.
Oh, the Panthers. No, the Panthers lost, man. The Panthers are horrible.
Panthers
with that
lost
quarterback.
And the Vikings won, right?
Yeah, the Vikings beat them 21-13.
Oh, so we all get a point there.
And the people over there in North Carolina are pissed off that they didn't pick C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And that they went with Bryce Young now, that petite little quarterback.
Yep.
Quote, unquote, quarterback in name only.
That quarterback that was the second pick, he's the guy that's going to be better than the first pick.
It certainly seems that way.
The other guy is too short, man. I can't believe
yeah.
how short that guy is, really. All right, so let's go.
Yeah, he's 5'8 in cleats.
He said that they said that he's 5'10. I don't, man, that guy is short, man. For a quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, he's too short, man. There's no way. I don't know. I'm telling you, 5'10. Man, those guys on ESPN. They sold that guy. They oversold that guy.
That's
and
right.
And they just kept on sucking his dick and shit until next
That's
thing
right.
you know, somebody bought into it. And that
right.
happened to be the fucking Panthers. And they traded against Chicago because Chicago had the number one pick. So the Panthers
yeah.
gave away God knows how many picks or what to Chicago so that they could get this pipsqueak. Get the fuck out of here.
The best quarterback
so somebody
in
needs
years,
to be held accountable for
the
that
best
shit.
Quarterback is, in years is coming out of college next year from USC. That kid on USC is unreal. He threw for 6 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
What's his name?
Yeah.
He won the Heisman last year. He's
no,
going to win
I can't tell
again
you his name,
year.
But he's badass. But I'll tell you
they
his name next week for sure.
Teams are going to tank for him, really. He's a generational quarterback. Yep. All right. I'm looking
next.
At this next game, and I know I got a loss. Wait a minute.
Oh, already.
The Steelers
oh, yeah.
against the Texans. I had the Steelers, and Chuck had the Texans, and Hollywood had the Texans. So I have a feeling I got a loss.
And you did. The Texans won. They beat the crap out of the Steelers, 30-6.
Right. And I saw the Seals play their first game. They look good, but they look crap, man. Bad.
They debuted new uniforms and everything, the Texans.
Yeah.
Did. They were red uniforms with a red helmet and everything.
Yep. And who's their quarterback?
So, yeah.
The Texans?
It's that C.J. Stroud, the second pick. Of the draft this year.
The tall guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's playing phenomenal, man.
Yep.
People can't stop talking about him now all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And you know what? I didn't know. If I would have known that they were giving an award to what's his name that played there, the linebacker.
Yeah, J.J. Watt.
Right. That was like that team was guaranteed to win. If I would have known that, I would have picked them.
I believe Chuck said that last episode.
I did.
I believe we had that discussion.
I did mention that. But I digress. So, yeah, the Texans won that game. And, I mean, it was a decent game. I watched the beginning of it, and then I fell asleep because I was, you know, highly hungover and nursing a hangover.
Oh,
but I digress.
How was Guns N' Roses, Chuck?
Oh, man, the Guns N' Roses concert was fantastic. That was last Thursday night. And I tell you what, man, that guy Axl Rose, he's 61 years old, I found out.
And he should.
The lady sitting next to us asked us to take a stab at how old he was. So we all did. And she looked it up, and it turns out he's 61. He was fucking rocking, man.
And he always wears a hat. Like when he was young, he never wore a hat, right? Because he's losing his hair, man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's what these rock stars do. They lose their hair. Yep. Like you look at Santana, he's been wearing a bandana since the fucking...
Yep.
Since I've ever
discovered
Santana.
But sometimes he takes his hat off. He takes his hat off, that dude.
He's got to be completely bald, man, up there on top.
You're in there. Okay.
But Axl Rose, too,
all right,
man,
I got
always
the loss.
Got a hat
you guys
on.
Got the win. Here we go. Chargers against the Raiders. We all picked the Chargers. We all have a win, I think, right?
In fact, we do. It was 27,
yes.
I'm sorry, 24 to 17 Chargers. And that's going to be a good game this week with the Cowboys
right.
and the – no, I'm sorry, that's next week, but I digress.
The quarterback on the Chargers, that's the guy that runs that team, man.
Justin Herbert, he's out of Oregon.
Yep, I used to follow him in college. Okay,
yeah, me
next
too,
game.
Man, he was fucking phenomenal.
Yep, Cowboys against the Patriots. We all picked the Cowboys.
And, of course, the Cowboys beat the – I mean, not really of course, but damn it, they beat the shit out of them.
Right.
I mean, I'm saying of course, we all know by now.
Of course, we knew that they weren't going to lose two games in a row. That's why I picked them. Of course, they were better than they showed that game, right.
They just dominated defense-wise.
Yep.
Just it was a just domination, man. They totally dismantled the Patriots. Even had a big meme for Bill Belichick when he had his hand over his face, sliding his hand down over his face.
Yep,
turned into a meme.
That's right.
They kept on showing that.
You know why?
The game.
Because his quarterback can't cut it. You know that. You could tell.
Well, he without Brady, he's got Brady and Gronk. You got shit.
He got God. Right. Here we go, the next game. San Francisco 49ers against the Cardinals. We all picked the 49ers, and I think we all got to win again.
And, yeah, we did, of course. The 49ers took them out 35-16. And, yeah, I mean, we got the point. And the Cowboys got the 49ers this week, so that's going to be a hell of a game. I want to say it's Sunday Night Football. I think so. But
all
we'll
right.
go over that. We'll go
the
over
Giants
that later.
The last game, Giants against the Seahawks. I picked the Giants. Hollywood picked the Giants. And you know something? I forgot. You picked who, Chuck?
I picked the Seahawks.
And all right, so you know what that means? You have a point, we don't.
He doesn't remember. He has no idea.
Oh.
The Seahawks beat the crap out of the Giants, and
yeah.
That quarterback for the Seahawks,
the press is going crazy.
Geno Smith,
the ball.
He got all pissed off in this game. It was a good game. I mean,
yeah.
It was a good game for the Seahawks.
A
they
lot
beat
of fans
the
were
shit
mad
out of that
because
Giants.
They pay a lot for tickets. And they call
Bro,
it into
they
all
had
the radio
six sacks
stations
in the first half alone. Six sacks.
Right.
Beat the crap out of that quarterback from the Giants, man.
Right,
it was
11
awful
sacks. How? But I can't. That he's a good quarterback, and he can't, how can you? Like when a linebacker is on you in like 2 seconds, because the offensive line isn't doing their job.
Well, they were talking about how the Giants has had offensive problems for many, many, many years, and that they've made significant trades to try to get people and to move up in the draft and whatnot to get people, and they just never pan out for them.
You know what it is? They got this guy, the general manager.
Yeah, it's the
Bulgaria.
Somebody
they
got to
give him one more
year
to sell on him. Chuck, you were right. You were right about 14 games.
I had the most losses.
He was right. You were right about four. You missed two. You were only wrong twice. Interesting.
Right.
Lou, you got, what did you get? 9 right. I got 10 right. So, 41 to 38 to 35. And that's the final score for this week.
All right. So we got
Chuck. Blowing them away, 14 out of 16. Can't beat it.
Damn.
But
I'm going to spark this for the cigar for that. Celebrate his week. It's enjoy it while it lasts because I'm coming back.
Yeah, you're coming back. We're all coming back. After this word, though.
After the break, right.
Yeah, we're all coming back after this brief word, and after that, on the other side of the break,
we
got the Texas Two-Step, we got the Mile High Report, and we got the New York Minute, and then we're going to go into our picks. So, yeah, that's what we got in store for you. Stay right where you're at, and we'll be right back. Pigskin Nation, only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Fire cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford, Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping little, well, that's cause for some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Go, don't mess with Texas. This land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
For the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today. UWA news and matches and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Dude, stop ordering free drinks. It's fucking embarrassing. I came all the way from hell for this. Somebody told me this guy was good. What the fuck?
World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back, Pigskin Nation, week five. We got predictions, results, and guys, I wanted to talk about the hottest teams in the league, which right now, obviously, you got to put in the 49ers, the Eagles. I think both are undefeated.
And how many,
49ers,
how many
the Eagles
undefeated
for sure.
Teams are there? There's only three,
the
I think.
The Chiefs, yeah. So who's undefeated, Lou?
The Chiefs aren't.
The Chiefs are not.
No. Oh, yeah, they lost week one. All right, but neither are the Cowboys, but you got to include the Chiefs and the Cowboys in there, too. Right now,
Cowboys,
the hottest team, though.
Two lawless Cowboys.
I don't know if it's the 49ers, in my opinion, or if it's the Eagles. The Eagles are really, man, they're just rolling over everybody.
Well, yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl because they're a team with wings. They're a team that has wings.
Lovey. So we got executive producer Lovey walking in the room. So you guys continue while I talk to Lovey.
Well, let's do the New York Minute. So Lou from Brooklyn, give us the New York Minute.
The New York Minute?
Yeah, let's do the New York Minute.
85 degrees. It was very warm. And
about to get sports. What's going on in football?
In sports. Well, they fired the manager of the Mets. They fired Buck Showalter. And they'll be looking for a manager. And they're talking about Greg Council. Or what's his name, the manager? Dusty Baker, one of them. And what else? Oh, Joe
Namath. The Jets and the Giants. What are people?
Joe Namath apologized for what he said to the quarterback on the Jets.
He should have never apologized, man. He was fucking right.
Because you know why he apologized? When he saw
the game.
Well,
because they're probably going to cancel him or something.
When he just saw the game against Kansas City, the people were saying they couldn't believe he, on one drive, he threw every pass that you're supposed to. Unbelievable, and he was playing so good, that kid, man. Whoa, and then they took it away from him because I could swear that one referee, and really, how do you not call up? How do you not? Just keep that yellow thing in your pants. Really.
It's all for the gambling, I'm telling you.
Even
it's,
the coach,
it's so obvious now.
You know what's his name said on the Broncos? He said they got beat by horrible calls.
A lot of people get beat. The people who aren't supposed to win, the people who aren't supposed to win get beat by horrible calls.
In other words, the referee figured, I can't let this team win, even if the guy did nothing.
No, Taylor Swift was there. Taylor Swift was there. You can't. Taylor Swift was there. You can't.
And even
Kelce,
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, didn't have such a hot game. He had 60 yards. I don't think he had a touchdown. You know, they held him pretty good. You know, nothing big he didn't do. And then at the end of the game, oh, and it was because the guy had an interception on the play. And the receiver
just
ran right into
the
receiver.
This has been going on with the referees for quite some time now. We all know that back in, 2015, whatever the hell, somewhere around there, Dez Bryant, that was a catch. But the fucking Green Bay was slated to win that game.
Yeah.
So they ruled it a no catch. But come on, man.
And look,
it was a fucking catch.
With the cameras they have, how can they say no? It's not, you know. The cameras they have, it's right there. Even baseball uses it. And you could see
it's odd that the refs are letting some people hold and some people not. Sometimes there's a lot.
But he
didn't
hold
them
at
all. Let it go.
What did he hold them with his
chest?
No,
that's not what I'm saying. Yeah, he had. There was a little contact, but he wasn't going to throw that flag until the interception happened. He was not going to throw that flag. He had no plan on throwing that flag.
That shit with the holding is also blatantly obvious. I mean, we've seen it. Hell, we saw it in that Super Bowl where the Rams won against the fucking, I think it was the Bengals. That was blatant.
Listen,
if the Broncos
score three more points this season, they're in first place in our division. The first two games, there were a lot of calls that it was third and long, and there just so happened to be a holding penalty. And all of a sudden, the opposing team gets to continue to go, and it was always questionable. It's very questionable. It's not like it's obvious. Like Angel Hernandez voted the worst.
Yeah, but not at the end of the game,
umpire.
So obvious that it's not a penalty. And usually, you know.
I mean, in the case of the Broncos, man, to begin with, they fucked up by getting Coach Payton over there.
Yeah.
The referees fucking hate that guy.
Now they're playing.
Right. And the first two games, if the refs wouldn't have taken away a few things, we'd have only been the one loss in fucking Miami.
Yeah, but thank God they won that one game because the people would have went nuts if they would have lost to the Bears.
Yeah,
and I think
okay,
it goes
so
further beyond
to me
the ref.
Now. Mile High,
I think,
the Mile High Report.
And I think this is worse. What's worse is I think it's much higher than the refs. I think it's coming straight from fucking Goodell. That's what I think.
Yeah, you know what? I think that the referees have a strong – they have their own union, I think, right?
And they want to make Vegas happy. Goodell wants to make Vegas happy. He wants to make Vegas happy. He wants to make the investors happy. He wants the story. That's why I usually, like, if I'm going to pick a Super Bowl, I see who's playing, and then I'm like, which is the bigger story? What is the NFL promoting that year? And that, you know.
Marty Goodell,
are you telling me the Patriots winning in 2001 right after 9/11 wasn't scripted so that the Patriots could win against the terrorists? Come on, it's been going on forever.
They said that there was one Super Bowl I remember that one team should have won. It was independent. You can't throw flags at the end of a big game, man.
Or sometimes you have to.
Yeah,
sometimes you can't. You have
if
to.
If it's a real hold, yes. If the guy ain't holding him and the receiver runs into him, because he.
I mean, we've seen that shit just last year.
Short Gardner was
last
playing
year's
like.
Super Bowl.
He was playing
the one before
outfield,
that.
Like.
This shit's been going on for a while now, man.
Yeah.
And now I know why. Because Tony says it's because of the gambling. I never could figure what the fuck's going on is what I'm thinking. And now I know why Tony has revealed it to me.
And you know what?
I reveal all.
The football players are allowed to bet other sports, but not their own. So what does that mean? They're going to bet college football. And then next year you're going to play with the guy that you bet. I mean, I don't understand that, man, really.
So where are we at? Are we at the Texas two-step? Because right now everything
is
great.
No, we're at the mile-high.
Oh.
We're at the mile-high minute.
Right.
Mile-high report.
We did the New York minute.
Mile-high report.
Yeah.
First, I would like to say that these black pearl Morados are very tasty, and they have a very good flavor. It's a very interesting cigar, and I would suggest it wholeheartedly. I'm going to light this joint up now as
I
do the mile-high.
At the break.
The Denver Broncos they're making moves. They just got rid of some guy they got for like $70 million for a five-year contract. After four games, they released him. Nobody wanted him, so he's free agent. They're shuffling around players. The Jet game, it's going to be very interesting because it's at home.
About
so.
The Jet game, Hackett. He's saying, and they're saying that it's personal, that game, Hackett said, because of what the
Titans
said.
The
coach of the Denver, they tweeted at each other, and they're making a big thing out of it,
well, coach,
because of the press.
Well, the
That's
thing,
what it is.
The thing was that what everybody in Colorado is, high on, aside from weed, is that he cut his sleeves off in the middle of that game. Coach Payton cut his sleeves halfway, and that turned the whole game around, which will turn the whole season around. CU is winning and losing.
Wait, this was when they came back to win and beat the Bears. The guy cut the sleeves off. Really?
Yeah, he cut his sleeves off in the middle of the game, yeah.
Turn their season around. They got a good chance to lose Sunday. They do.
Super Bowl, baby.
If that kid plays the way
if
he plays the way he did against Kansas City, wow, that's going to be a good game. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, and then CU, the hubbub has died down, but it's okay because, CU is not a team that's supposed – it's like number 49, and it's not supposed to be the number 2 team. Like, you get that. You know, you're not expecting them to win. It's just, these college kids are just getting a good run in there. And then the Rockies
awful. Next year, CU is going to probably be the number 1 team because this is their first year.
They're
going to
be the story.
Yeah.
They're going to be the see the feel-good story and shit with Deion.
The Broncos are the Cinderella story. And that's the report. And that's the report from Mile High.
The Mile High report, yeah, as he's coughing away. With the Texas
Deion
Sanders, everything is fucking...
What if his son
right
leaves?
Now.
You think Deion Sanders' son is going to leave for the pros after this year?
No.
If he could get a gigantic contract, his father.
Deion already
John
said
Gopher.
He's not leaving anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
He already said it.
Put. He already said it. That's what Deion said, though. We don't know
would
about
it be something
Shadur.
If he said, "I want to stay there and get my degree."
It would be something. That'd be massive.
That would be great.
It'd be more for the story.
Right. There's not many
It'd
do it.
It'd be more for the story.
Not many do it. Not the ones that get drafted, man. Even though, and people think that there's not a lot of, how many thousand kids that want to get drafted, and they only draft so many out of college? Forget it, man.
How many do they draft? Is it like
I don't know
300?
The exact number. You got to ask Alexa.
I don't subscribe to Alexa, but
You know what? There's only one item on my Alexa shopping list, and when I ask her what it is, she says it's a big bag of dicks. And that's my shopping list.
Alexa, you know what, though? It's good, though. You could go Alexa. If you want to hear a certain song, she'll play it. What do they charge for that? You know.
Actually, what she says is you are not attached to Amazon Music if you want to subscribe.
No,
she doesn't just say you can have any music. Yeah, but you still need to pay for the music service.
Remember Matt has.
You have to pay for all.
Can I do the Texas two-step now?
No.
So the fucking everything is fucking great here in Texas. It's fucking coming up roses. I can go outside and take a fucking shit and fucking roses will fucking bloom.
Let me ask you something. What's the temperature in Dallas in January? Like the end
probably
of
about like 70s,
oh,
80s
wow.
even.
Really? So you 60s. Never see you
it
never
varies.
See snow.
It varies in January.
You never see snow.
Yeah. Yeah, it varies in January. In Dallas, you get some snow here and there. Not, it's
yeah,
not
but you don't
like, I'm
like
surprised.
New York 20.
So they're saying it's going to be cold here in Houston this weekend. And by
yeah,
cold, I guess, I'm saying it's going to be like
across America,
probably
man.
50s, maybe 60s.
It's
60s,
already
50s.
In Colorado. It's I know it, man. It's coming up on
I'm
Chicago.
I'm wondering, is it fucking snowing in Colorado?
No, it's but the trees have started to. It was cold enough to shock a few of them dead, and they're changing now. All the trees are changing,
okay.
And you need to wear
a
hoodie or a light jacket.
A hooded.
A couple years ago, you were getting snow in October in Colorado, and you were all fucked
sometimes
up about it.
Sometimes it happens.
We had almost 9 inches of rain the other day in New York.
So here in Texas,
wrecking.
Everything is fucking great right now. We got the fucking Astros in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Texans won last week, and it's looking like the C.J. Stroud was the fucking stud
and
of
Dallas
the, of the
is
draft.
Good.
And Dallas is playing badass with the number one defense. I would have to imagine they're the number one defense.
I
but
don't
if they're
like
not,
Craig
it's
Cuban.
Rigged.
I don't go for Craig Cuban with the basketball team.
Real quick, he screwed the Knicks bad, man.
He tanked last year, so he wouldn't have to give up his first-round pick because he made the deal with the Knicks, you know? You've heard of that, right, Chuck?
Who did?
Cuban, Mark Cuban, the guy that owns the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand Mark Cuban, man. That's why
right,
he's
screwed
the reason
Knicks.
I can't fucking go for the Mavericks.
He tanked last year, man. And the
for
league just gave him
years.
A little, like, lecture and a small fine. That bullshit, man. He just didn't want to give that number one pickup. So he tanked, and there was two or three games left, and all his players were healthy, and he pulled every one of his starters out, and they lost.
Yeah, Mark Cuban's the fucking biggest piece of shit on the planet.
Yeah,
I can't stand that guy.
Backstabbing, man.
He's the reason I don't follow the fucking Mavericks
he's
anymore.
He's on that
it's
show,
all because of Mark.
He's
can't
on
stand
that show, Sharks.
Guy.
You ever see them?
Yeah.
Right.
No, I've never seen it because I can't stand fucking Mark Cuban. I can't stand the sight of him.
He's a billionaire, the guy. And they say the way he got his money and stuff, I don't know. I just don't like him at all. Anyway, when are we going to do this week's picks?
Right now.
Okay. Let's
right now. Well, let me say, there's something
right
I want to
now.
Say first. First of all, Russell Wilson is currently, he has more passing yards than Patrick Mahomes, and he's got a higher quarterback rating, and overall, he is higher than Patrick Mahomes, and he's number 9. Russell Wilson is number 9 on the list. I think he's number 4
who booing him and getting on him now. Because
who,
he's playing
which one
good.
Of them has the hotter chick? Russell Wilson or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, it doesn't matter because Denver's going to play Kansas City twice, 1 week and then some other person, and then the next week after they play him again. They play him 2 and 3 weeks. So we'll have a lot of Taylor Swift action. Going on.
I don't think Taylor Swift is so slick. Do you think she's so gorgeous, Taylor Swift?
I'd give her a meat sandwich. Salami sandwich with a little bit of mayonnaise.
A little decorum.
Okay, let's get to the fix.
Beef injection.
Thursday's game, the Redskins, the Commanders, are home against the Chicago Bears. They're 5.5-point favorites. And
I picked the Commanders too. I hate to say it. I'm not going to take the
All
Bears.
Right,
well, no, wait. Chuck, what are you taking?
So on this game tomorrow, I got to go with the Redskins. There's no way that the Bears are going to beat the fucking Redskins.
Right. You can't.
All
right.
I'm going to go with the Redskins as well for some reason other than the fact that Chuck picked it. So I'll pick some other reason. The handicappers aren't wrong. So I'll go with the points.
Too.
Give me.
Okay, the Sunday game. The Miami Dolphins at home, 10.5 point favorites over the New York Giants. And
Oh man,
I picked the Dolphins. I'm not no more, man. With my
I
heart.
Gotta go Dolphins too. If they're home and it's hot, fuck. Sorry, Jets. Sorry,
Right.
Or Giants. Sorry, Giants.
Who cares? People start going down there for the winter time now. That to have summer homes. They go to Florida.
I'm wondering if the Giants have figured out the Dolphins by now. Did the Dolphins win last week? I'm wondering.
No, but they're
going to
be at home again, man.
Dolphins
it's
are at
such
home.
A home field. The humidity. Well, no, because the Giants are used to humidity, though, so it's
but
not going to be that
spread.
Big of a deal.
Point spread.
Yeah, the Dolphins
10.5
lost last
favorites.
The Dolphins lost
yeah,
last
Yeah, so you have a lot of people
gonna...
in New York. You have a lot of people in New York putting their money on that because if the,
no,
if the Giants
get,
do win,
get the
you get a big payday.
Vegas, MGM.
No, I know. That's why I'm taking the Dolphins. I'll take the
and
Dolphins
Chuck,
all day.
Chuck, you take the Dolphins?
Yes, I'm taking the Dolphins too, man.
Right.
I was thinking Giants, but the Dolphins lost last week, and there's no way they're going to lose two in a row. And the Giants, man, that offensive line they got right now, they're not even protecting Daniel Jones for shit.
Right.
He has no time to do nothing.
Right.
So it's going to be awful for them.
And
another bad
the
day
Dolphins
for the Giants.
The Dolphins are going to lose two games in a row. They're back home. They're winning the game, Dolphins. Let's go to the Broncos
at home. They got the fastest team, too. Those three guys are, like, the fastest in the NFL. Like, they clocked it, where the Dolphins have the fastest team
in the NFL, and
they're going to, you know, they have wings. They have wings, too, so they'll go to the Super
Bowl. Okay, the Denver Broncos. Let's go to the Denver Broncos at home. Against the Jets, 1.5 point favorite.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm picking
Broncos,
the Jets.
Broncos, please. Broncos, please.
Jets.
Yeah. It's no wonder you guys are taking the Jets and the Broncos because, you know, well, Lou from Brooklyn,
played a super game. Wow.
President Hollywood.
Let me explain why I'm picking the Broncos, okay? Because we're going to go into the bye week 3-3, and that means we're going to win the next two. And it's because he cut his shirt. But it's also, if the Broncos are favored to win by 1.5 points, then they're going to win because that's what's going to happen.
But they were 3.5 points
again, they're gonna go
3 days ago.
And they still won. So they'll win by 1 point. They won't win by 1.5. They'll win by 1 point. They'll beat the spread. They'll win by 1 point. And then they'll beat the Jets by 1 point. And then the next game is the Chiefs. And so they'll have to beat the Chiefs. And they're at home. So that'll be are they going to beat the Chiefs?
If the Jets quarterback plays like he did against Kansas City, the Jets are going to win. That's my opinion. Chuck, who do you
You're
like?
Not winning at home. You're not winning at home with the Broncos after they won last week, and the people want to win. Like, this is the last chance that the fans are going to give this team, and then they're going to come to the Broncos. They're going to come home, and if the Jets beat the Broncos, then the people are going to be burning their jerseys in the street.
Let's see who Chuck picks.
Because it was a Cinderella
team. Exactly,
and they're going to win
that's exactly what's going to happen. The fans are going to be burning their fucking jerseys in the street when the Jets go in there and beat the Broncos. And
you
here's
want
why.
The Jets? Jump.
I'm calling the Jets to win. And here's why. That defense is going to have is going to exploit fucking Russell
yes,
Wilson.
They have a great
and
defense.
There's going to be some
don't
it's going to be
right.
so bad that there's going to be a little bit of bitterness between Wilson and the coach. And
yeah,
that's going
right.
to start
Hackett,
that little war between
yeah,
them.
Yeah, that Hackett thing is still simmering, right.
Yeah, and that's going to start
that's
a little
That's another
war
reason
with,
why that, that's another
them.
Reason why the Broncos are going to win. They have it, they're not going to let Hackett come into the stadium. There's so much riding on this game that the that alone
is
going to be the one point deciding factor at home, one point decide and honestly the temperature's not going to really matter. The altitude might, but the temperature, it's usually the same here as it is, because like you said, it's temperate. It's, you know, it's moderately
yeah,
nice. It'll be
the
chilly.
The best football weather is in the 50s. And if it's like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's perfect. It's going to be perfect yeah. for, it's going to be perfect for football. That's all, that's the point.
Right. All right.
That's
now,
the game I'm going to watch.
Chuck takes the Jets.
Jets,
yes,
I take
yes.
the Jets.
And that's
Chuck
the game I'm
going to
watch
Jets.
In that time
you
slot.
You take the Broncos. All right.
Because I have that
one
channel.
1-3, 1-3, and 1-3. 1-3, and 1-3. So somebody's going to
yeah.
be 1-4.
Here we go.
So I'm going to watch that
three.
Game. That's the game I'm going to watch in that time slot. I have that channel on YouTube where I can watch the
Broncos,
different games and shit.
Broncos, Jets.
And I'm going to watch
I
that game at 3:45.
I think that's
going to
be on a regular, like CBS or... Or Fox, so everybody
it should
see
be
it.
The game of the week. I mean, damn, there's
it
so
is.
Much story in
there. I have a feeling. Yep. It's going to be. I know.
Next.
Because, right. Because that's too big, air, you know, with a lot of people. The Bills.
Wait,
the
but they got the Chiefs coming on at the same time.
Yeah.
Against the Vikings.
That's
so
a, no,
that's
going to
be the game
the,
that they show.
People in Denver.
It's Taylor Swift.
The people in Denver and the people in New York with that Hackett thing. I'm telling you, man. All right, the Bills in England playing the Jaguars. They're 5.5-point favorites, the Bills. So
did they win last week?
It's the quarterback against the quarterback with the long hair. Bills won and
did
the
they
Jaguars
win?
Won.
They both won. They're both
right.
What are their records?
Oh, I think the Bills have lost one or two games, and the Texans have one more loss than the Bills.
The Jaguars, not the Texans.
The Jaguars, right. But I'm not 100% sure.
So I'll tell
put me
you.
Down for...
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll take the
right
Bills.
I want the Bills.
The Jaguars are 2-2, and the Bills are 3-1.
Oh, okay. Give me the Jaguars then. Sorry, I'll go with Chuck and go the Jaguars.
Because it really isn't a home game for either of them. Because it's in another country.
Yeah.
So, who wants the Bills? Who's picking the Bills?
I'm taking the Bills on this one.
All right.
I'll take the Bills too. I'll take the Bills as well. So we're all taking the Bills.
It's not even a home game because it's like a neutral site. Even though. The Jaguars are the home team. Yep. Here
yeah,
we go.
They've been going over there for years.
The Falcons against
because they
the
suck
Texans.
For years.
The Falcons.
But now they're
the
all
Falcons.
Of a sudden good.
1.5-point favorites. Falcons over the Texans. And.
So the Falcons have wings.
I'm taking the Falcons.
What are they? Who won last game? What happened?
Falcons lost, I think.
Yeah, the Falcons got the shit stomped out of them.
Right.
And the Texans beat the shit out of the Steelers.
They've been on the road the last 2 weeks, so they're coming home. The people in Atlanta love them, you know.
The Falcons lost to the Jaguars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Texans beat the shit out of the Steelers. And I'm going to ride with the Texans, man, and not because I'm a fan or anything like that, but because I believe they're going to win.
Right, with that chip quarterback.
That defense was playing good last week.
Right.
Shutting down that Kenny Pickett.
Yep. But this isn't kind of home, though.
I mean, it's a one-point
One and a half points.
I'll take the Falcons. Give me the Falcons. Right. Take the point.
All
give me the Falcons at home.
You know, it's on real grass and stuff like that, so who knows what will happen.
Okay, some more real grass. Okay, let me load a bowl of real grass.
Is it pretty good grass? Is it good grass?
All right, the Detroit Lions against...
Great grass.
The Lions against the Panthers. 9 points.
Oh.
Lions are 9-point favorites over the Panthers.
I will take the Lions. I think that this is the year. They have wings. My lion has a wing on my arm. My lion has wings, so they're going to win the Super Bowl because the Lions have wings.
I take the Lions, too. I'm surprised that the commissioner doesn't make them change the name because they're saying something bad about Lions.
What? What could they possibly
That's
be saying bad about
name.
Lions?
That's my cat's
right.
name.
I love
my
Lions.
My cat's name.
Redskins. Man.
My cat's name is Lions. So for my cat.
What the fuck's wrong with Lions? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm only goofing because I don't like what they changed the name of the Redskins.
Oh. Yeah, and he had me going there, man. I love Lions. I've been watching Lion documentaries
right.
I and shit on YouTube.
Show.
I love it.
See,
I love how they always... come up on a fucking buffalo.
You know what I like now?
Fucking knock him down until they fucking eat his guts.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of places. Listen to this story. They made a movie in 1920, right? On Catalina Island in California. That's like below San Diego. It's warm there all the time. And they had like a little herd of bison, right?
Yeah.
They're still there, and there are about 300. And the people could walk, and that's great, man. They let them live there.
I have underneath the Hollywood sign on my arm is a winged lion with wings on it. So, and the Hollywood skyline and the fucking palm trees.
Like?
It says Hollywood, right? Hollywood right here, it says. It says Hollywood. So I say Lions all the way to the Super Bowl.
I say Lions. What do you say, Chuck?
Yeah,
Lions.
Man, the Lions are going to win this game against
all right,
the Panthers,
Chuck,
because the lion
the
is a more brutal... It's a more brutal animal than a panther.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
9 points.
It,
right, but I'd like to
see
him fight.
Out of
plus listen, you saw, if you saw the original Jungle Book, if you saw the original Jungle Book, you saw a panther fight a tiger. So
yeah,
it's going to be similar to that, just an all-out brawl.
Yeah, but the panther was not a bad – it was like, you know, that panther –
Just from sheer face value, I say lion.
Lion.
All right. Indianapolis Colts against the Tennessee Titans. Colts are 1-point favorites over Tennessee. Wow, that's a tough one. They're at home, the Colts.
Ooh. Who won last
Man,
game?
Let me pick this one. I've been fucking picking the Titans, it seems like, every week. And every week they fucking lose.
Yeah.
I got to go with the Colts. Fuck the Titans.
I'm looking at them, too. All right, you want the Colts, Chuck? And
yes,
I'm gonna take
the Colts.
The Colts. And watch. The quarterback.
Titans. I want the Titans.
You want the Titans.
Give
All
me
right.
the Titans.
And...
Yeah, Tony's already picked the same ones that I picked,
Richardson,
so now he's
man,
now he can afford to lose a point.
He's due to have a good game, that guy. I like.
I'm not gonna lose a point. I'm gonna win this. I heard it in my head. The Colts are gonna lose at home.
New England Patriots at home against
lose.
The New Orleans Saints. 1.5
oh,
point favorites.
I'll take the Saints.
Who you pick the Saints, Holly? You all right, let's see. That's one for the Saints.
Mr.
Hollywood. All right. And I'm taking the Patriots. Okay, son. What do you say, Chuck?
I'm gonna take Oh, shit. I don't know who to take, man.
They're at home, the Patriots. 1.5-point favorites. I look at the Colt game, right, and they're only 1-point favorites at home. But I think the Patriots will win at home.
A lot of good games. A lot of good games this week. That's what they're saying.
Yep.
Basically, the script for this week is the games are good.
What do you say, Chuck?
Close.
I'm going to take the I'm going to say the Saints go in there and leave Bill Belichick wondering what the fuck is going on. What am I doing still coaching?
I say that the Patriots have a decent shot to win, but the weather could be a factor.
Nothing.
That could be a factor. Could
put
be
me down for the
Saints. Shower. But they
who are you
play.
Taking, Lou?
I took the Patriots.
All right.
Because I feel they're at home, you know. And they want to get on the win column. All right, here we go. The Ravens playing the Steelers at the Steelers. Ravens are 3.5-point favorites at Pittsburgh.
And the Ravens have wings, so they're going to win the
Ravens,
Super Bowl.
Right. And you know what? I'm going to take the Ravens, man. They convinced me Sunday. That's right. I'm not going to go.
I'm
going to
take the wing. I'm going to just do all the wings. I'll just keep winging it because one of them is
going
to win.
Still going with the Ravens.
So I'll take. I'll bet that. I'll go into FanDuel and I'll put $5 on the Ravens because that's a good bet.
If you took all the teams with wings, that is. Who do you take?
No, not that. This game.
Yeah.
This game would be a good bet. If I was, I would take the Ravens.
Ravens. Chuck is probably going
to
take
I'm
the
taking
Ravens.
The Ravens, too, but it has nothing to do with the fact that they have wings or any of that madness. I mean, I'm just taking the Ravens because I believe they're going to beat the
and
crap out of the Steelers.
And don't forget, a chance for Odell to play.
Odell?
He's Odell Beckham.
The farmer and Odell. The farmer and Odell.
Yeah, but
I hope to marry him.
I'm telling you, there's
Odell Beckham.
I bet you that the odds go up on that game, and I have the Ravens will be favored by about 4 or 5 if Odell Beckham plays. Yep. Then they'll really be stacked at receiver. All right, now the Eagles are at the Rams.
The
4.5-point favorites, the Eagles.
Well, you know what I got to say.
Stafford's been playing good.
I got to say about it.
He's been playing good, and they're playing in L.A. And
L.A., huh?
Yep. L.A. woman, L.A. woman.
All right, I'll take the Eagles.
Because they have wings.
And they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Where is this?
Well, oddly enough, and funny enough, actually, I'll take the Eagles, not for that reason, just because I believe they're going to beat the Rams at home.
Copy Matt.
I don't
copy
trust
me.
That guy Matthew Stafford. But is he playing or is he out? If he's not playing.
I don't trust Matthew Modine.
The quarterback on the Rams, Stafford, right? That's the guy.
Oh, I don't know, but he's just never, in my opinion, he's never been as good as, you know, they made him out to be.
Right.
And he was part of that story when they won that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Him along with that dude, Aaron Donald.
I'm thinking.
They made him look like he was some kind of knight in shining armor, a king even. And, I mean, the whole thing was fucking rigged.
He was on a better team than the team now.
The very next year in preseason, he got into a fight against some teammate or something, swinging a helmet at him.
I mean,
some nice guy he is, some great guy he is, you know.
I'm taking the Eagles in this game.
I'm taking the Eagles, too, man. They're going to win this game because they're the better team. And fuck Matt Stafford and Aaron Donald.
Right. So who do you want?
No,
the
Eagles.
The Eagles. You haven't been paying attention? I
didn't
like 10 times.
Pardon me. I didn't hear you. right, let's go to the next game. The Bengals against the Cardinals at the Cardinals. At the Arizona
Bengals.
Cardinals. 3-point favorite. Bengals are favored by 3. And
I'll take the
Arizona
Bengals.
Indoor stadium.
Bengals.
And the Cardinal quarterback is who?
No,
no, he's
I don't
on
know
first.
Who.
Who's on first?
No,
who's on first?
What's his name? Burrows.
No. What's on second?
Up. They may have another quarterback in there because he may be banged up. And
yeah, their first-string quarterback is banged up. I can't think of his name, but he's banged up. And they got their second-string quarterback. I can't think of what his name is. I'm talking about for the Cardinals.
The Cardinals, I don't
know. Joe Burrow, I don't know anything about him being banged up. Is he banged up?
He had a calf injury last week, right? And he got a little bit banged up this on Sunday when they lost.
I got to go with the Bengals. I got to think
all right.
I'm not doing good this year, and I'm going to go with the points, and I don't believe in the Cardinals. I'm sorry. I do not believe in that team at all.
I don't know who the quarterback is on the Cardinals.
But they have wings. They have wings, so I guess I should.
The Bengals. I'm going to take the Bengals. Also.
Yeah, Joe Burrow is already saying that it's a must-win game.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, they must do
he
whatever
has to
it
play
takes.
Better, though. But they're in the dome in Arizona at home, the Cardinals. But I wish I knew who the quarterback was.
The guy who's going to lose Sunday, that's who.
Well, we got to know.
That's who the quarterback is, the non-winner.
You're taking the Bengals or the Cardinals?
I'm taking the Bengals.
All right. Watch what happens. Cardinals win.
Man, we're making week 5 picks already,
guys.
Take
them.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
No calling. No calling and changing. These are locked.
All right.
No
all right.
Calling.
No. There's no locking nothing.
Kansas City Chiefs
no.
on the road in Minnesota. 5.5-point favorites, the Chiefs.
Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
What? Yes.
Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
Well, it's in Minnesota. And where is she from? But she lives in New York, but she has apartments all over the place. She lives in California.
Oh, yeah. People like that, they go into town, they rent a big-ass mansion somewhere.
No, they
somewhere.
Know where her main residence is. And I'm pretty sure she has a place in New York, but she's from another city. And it could even be Minnesota. I don't know. But she could, like, travel with Kelce on a private plane, right? Being served champagne and hors d'oeuvres, she'll do it.
What is are they 2-1, Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Or 3-1?
3-1. Yeah. And the
3-1.
And
what are the Vikings?
They're 1-3.
One
the Chiefs are going to win this game.
You know,
yeah. But no, it's at home, yeah. I keep wanting to say Vikings for an upset. Because I just think somehow upset.
What's his
but
name?
I can't go. They're 1-3, man. Come on.
The quarterback.
They
on
need
the
a win.
Good, man. I just can't think of his name.
Give me the. I'll take. Give me the Vikings. I don't. They have wings. I don't care. Give me the Vikings. They have wings. Red Bull gives you wings.
They are good, man. And that quarterback from the fucking Vikings.
Yeah.
His name is. What the fuck is his name? I forgot his freaking name. Kirk Cousins.
Me too. How
Kirk
do you remember
Cousins.
All these guys' names, right?
His name is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And I remember him playing
Mahomes is not as good as Russell Wilson, so he can't be that good at all. If he's not as good as this season, he has the wins.
On,
but all the quarterback rating, Russell Wilson's more. Passing, more. Rushing yards, more. No, he has more rush. No. I don't know. But I know that Russell
and
Wilson
I remember,
is above Patrick Mahomes.
And I remember Russell Wilson losing a game to that guy, that quarterback from the Kirk Cousins, from the Vikings, in college.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson was playing with Wisconsin, and Kirk Cousins was playing with Michigan State.
They're both
Spartans.
Around the same age, 36, something
yeah.
like that.
And in college, and Kirk Cousins upset Russell Wilson in the end. It was so fucking cold-blooded.
That's why
I
the quarterback on the Chiefs, he's only in his middle 20s. I think he's 22.
And,
yeah, give me the vibe. They're at home. It's cold. Give me them. Kansas City hasn't been
cold.
It's Minnesota.
Warm today.
It's going to be cold.
The people had shorts.
Yeah, but they play inside in Minnesota. They play at
yeah,
some
right.
fucking
football
mall or
is
some
indoor.
Shit.
You're right. Football is indoor. So Hollywood has Vikings.
Well,
I have Chiefs. Chuck,
I do have. I have the Vikings. I'm going to take them.
Who does Chuck take?
I'm taking the Chiefs.
Okay. I got them also. All right, next game. The 49ers. Home against the Dallas Cowboys. 49ers, 3.5-point favorites.
Oh.
San Francisco, please. Give me the 49ers, please.
I like the 49ers also, and Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, good. You guys like the 49ers all you want.
Before the preseason started, I was talking about
of course.
The quarterback on the 49ers and how
yeah,
the
Brock
team
Purdy.
They have. What's his name?
Brock Purdy.
He's the
new internet
the
sensation.
Running back. They have probably one of the best running backs that could catch the ball and run.
And they got a good defense. 49ers are a well-rounded team. But
right.
The Cowboys are going to go in there, and they're going to put a stop
a lot
to
of
Brock
people
Purdy's
them
undefeated
in the
streak that he's got going on. Brock Purdy's won like 8 or 9 games in a row now.
Because, yeah.
You know, he didn't play in the Super Bowl, so we don't know if he would have won that one.
How was that? When was he drafted? Is he the guy that was drafted last or something? Brock Purdy? I don't know.
I don't even know if he was drafted
like not up in the top nothing, man.
He wasn't.
He was a diamond in the rough, probably. Yep. All right, the last game is the Monday night game, and that's the Packers at the Raiders. That's at
Las Vegas.
It's in Vegas, right.
What's the spread? What does the points say?
2.5 points. Favorite.
Man. Fuck the points. You just got to go with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win this game because they're going to beat the Raiders, and that's all there is to it. Regardless
of
fucking
go
Jimmy
into
Garoppolo
Las Vegas.
Plays.
I'll take the Packers. Wait. Chuck takes the Packers. And Hollywood takes who?
What's the weather supposed to be in Las Vegas on Sunday?
Is it indoors in Vegas,
yes.
Chuck? Is it indoors?
Let me see the weather report for Vegas.
Do they have an indoor stadium? I don't know that.
They do. Yeah, they have an indoor stadium.
They play in a dome.
Oh, give me the Packers then.
You got the Packers.
if it was outside, it'd change my mind, but give me the Packers.
Packers are used to playing on artificial turf. I mean, on real grass.
It's
so
called the Allegiant Stadium.
All right. All the picks are in for week 5 of the NFL season.
How exciting.
Right on.
The worst part is that, you know, there's not a lot of deviation now. A lot of the, a lot of the games are like, yeah, this team's going to win because we know how they've been doing. So you're like, okay, yeah, that's not.
Now
gonna,
you get to know the teams. That's right. You start seeing how everything is coming
up. Who's undefeated and who's hasn't won?
Eagles are undefeated. And who's the other team that's on the 49ers are undefeated? And there may be one more, and I can't just remember it offhand. Chuck, you know.
Oh, the 49ers are undefeated?
49ers are undefeated, yeah. Mm. Right?
5-0 would be nice.
Right, but I think that right now they're 4-0. And
well, I'm just saying after they beat the Dallas Cowboys.
No, that's not going to happen, but it's going to be funny.
At home.
The Bears have not won a game, and neither have the Panthers. All right, so that's that. The 49ers the 49ers and the Eagles are the only two 4-0 teams left.
You're
hoping.
Is there three undefeated, Chuck?
No, there's only two.
Two.
And that's the 49ers and the Eagles.
Yep.
Yeah, and the AFC team, they've all lost the game.
Yep. And maybe after this weekend, who knows? There may be one less.
And some have lost three games. You know, like the Broncos.
Yeah. Oh, it's
And the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers says he might come back if the Jets make the playoffs. He's going to surprise
everybody. The Texans, on the other hand, are
back.
2-2, and could possibly be in first place after this weekend.
Right. He says
so that's going to be the storyline going into next weekend.
There's a guy that broke the record for the amount of time with a torn. A ruptured Achilles, and I forgot his name, and I forgot what sport. And Aaron Rodgers said he's going to break that guy's record.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I guess
Jets
we'll find out.
The Jets will let him play if they feel that he could really, like, you know, hurt himself. That's not the deal. But he wants to come back, he said, if the Jets get in the playoffs. That would be unbelievable, man. You know how many months it takes to heal from an injury like that? Wow. Really?
So it's going to be interesting.
I don't
to see this
mean
week.
That 6 months, because January is the Super Bowl. If the Jets got to the Super Bowl, they might be able to start Aaron Rodgers.
If they make the playoffs. It's 18 weeks in the season, and then the playoffs start on
the
20th.
You know the Jets ain't making the Super Bowl. They're 1-3. I mean, come on. It's not going to be all.
Well, yeah, the
they don't have a quarterback.
The Jets will be 2-5 at the bye week, or 2-4.
You know, man, that's 4.5 months. Look, the season started. How many weeks ago? 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. We're going to be on week five. We made week five picks.
Yep. He got that operation two or three days after he got hurt. That's the good thing. Yep.
Think about the Lions.
He's going
to
do it,
man. They're about to be 0-5. I mean, I'm sorry, the Panthers. They're about to be 0-5. When they go down to the Lions. 0-5.
Right. The Lions are a good team, man.
With the number one draft pick.
I take the Lions.
The petite Bryce Young.
Bryce Young.
That's not a good look.
I think the one team with the worst record is going to get the best quarterback that's been around in generations.
But does he want? He's not going to want to go to the Bears, though. This kid's not going to want to go to the fucking Bears.
He might.
Or he's not going to want to go to the.
He might do what Eli did. Eli didn't want
to
go.
He's not going to want to go to the Panthers or one of those fucking teams.
Eli Manning, picked his team because he told the team, "I don't want to go to your team." So he told them, "I want to go to the Giants." So that's how
he had got picked with the Chargers.
Yeah,
and
he didn't want to go there.
He didn't want to go to the Chargers.
Right.
So he that was it. He wouldn't
and
budge. And so they worked out a deal behind the scenes. And I'm sure Jerry Jones was involved in that deal.
Yeah.
behind the scenes and made that shit happen where the fucking Giants got Eli Manning.
The Mannings live in Texas, right? Or Tennessee. I forgot what state they live in.
Colorado. I think they live in New Orleans.
I think they, and guess what? There's a nephew that's
they
playing.
They live in Alaska.
There's a nephew playing college.
They live in Minnesota. Hawaii.
There's another man coming out of college. And
yeah, Arch Manning. He's going to be the quarterback of the – he's already on the Texas Longhorns.
Right. It's his oldest son's kid, I think.
But we can say it's for certain nephew. That whoever – this kid coming out of next year's draft is not going to go to whoever's the shittiest team because
he's a great quarterback, the guy on USC. Oh, 6'3". He's just perfect, and he does everything. Forget it, man. The guy is unbelievable. Put up 60 points.
You know what's unbelievable is that this show has
you
come
saw
to
the
end.
Game against against Colorado, right? You saw that game.
Which one? No,
the
I didn't
one
see
against
that
USC.
Game. The last time I saw Colorado, they won.
Deion Sanders, they played USC. And USC...
Like I said, it's not... Yeah, USC won. It's not...
Was killing
right now.
In the first half, they scored almost 40-something points. And then at the end, they had almost 60. But Deion Sanders' team came back. I couldn't believe it, man. Really. They'll have a great team next year, Colorado. Bison.
Yeah, this is just the first year with him as coach, and they're doing well.
Yep. They're gonna
yeah,
be
next year they'll win the championship. It'll be in the script.
They're going to want to
It'll be in
the
BCS script.
Well, yeah, because after the Broncos win, they're going to have to follow suit.
Yeah, but you
so
know
the
who they play
in Super Bowl. Cinderella story.
Oregon's the number
and
one.
And then
team.
The Rockies will all of a sudden emerge.
Oregon's
and everybody
the
will be wearing
one
fucking
team.
CR hats everywhere.
Where's the college Clemson? What state?
Clemson. No, Clemson is in Georgia.
Georgia, right. And I was thinking of the Longhorns at Texas. I wonder are they ranked this year or are they available?
Oh, yeah, the Longhorns are like in the top five right now.
Yeah. Because I know that.
And that's
Deion
without
Sanders
Arch Manning. Arch Manning is on the team, but
yeah.
He's not playing.
He's
going to
be in
yet.
The pros. He's just a freshman, I think. Is he?
Yeah, he's just a freshman. So currently we got Georgia still ranked number one, Michigan, Texas, Ohio State, and Florida State. That's your top five right now.
USC is number 7 or 8?
USC is number 9.
They should be up there a little higher than that. You know why? A team put up a lot of points on them, even though they won. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, College has some good teams this year. Oregon is up in the top 5, right?
No, they're not. They're number 8.
Isn't USC 8?
So after Florida State, you got Penn State, Washington, Oregon, USC, and Notre Dame.
Oh, they're right on top of each other, right.
Yeah. So, that's going to do it for this week's show. So for Lou from Brooklyn Matters and Mr. Hollywood Tony P, the United World Champion, I am Chucky Pigskin. And good night, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Peace.
No, 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 a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.